Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Half of the class is on Zoom, and the other half is on Blog Talk Radio. I vote for Blog Talk Radio because Overseer was kicked out of the meeting because my computer didn't do what it was supposed to do. So I'm going to talk to you guys. Praise the Lord. I think that our prayer person is on Zoom, who would be opening up us up in prayer. So I'm going to ask, is Pop, hello?
Yes, ma'am. Is there a code number something for Zoom?
Yes, ma'am. There is a code. There is a code. I'll give you that code number. And no, I won't.
Okay.
It was sent to you email.
Okay. I can go on your email.
Okay, there is a code. We're going to get that code to you. It was sent out to you via email.
I can check my email.
Okay, check your email. Because I did not, unfortunately, write it down. For 1 minute,
yes, ma'am.
And I'll give it to you. Marnette, you got to go further. Are you? She
okay,
on Blogger?
There it is.
They're hearing me on Zoom as well as Blog Talk. This is just a lot of technology that we are definitely going in the name of Jesus. Okay, we need prayer. So I'm going to ask Deacon Arrow is on Zoom. So Deacon Arrow, start praying.
Okay.
Why do they hear me when I come from there? What you get the thing? But they're going to be here what we're doing.
Well, before I was talking to you, something else.
Okay.
Please, please bear with us. Who do we have? What mail do we have online on Blog Talk? Please give us prayer.
Elder Carter is here.
Thank you. Please give us prayer.
Father God, we just thank you for this night. And even as we're dealing with these challenges of Blog Talk and Zoom simultaneously, we ask for your mercy and grace to be with us and to lead and guide us in this time of fellowship, this time of learning, this time of impartation. Lord, we need your grace and your mercy, because apart from you, we cannot do any good thing or anything. So we just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We ask that you will bless our apostle, bless our overseer as we do what needs to be done. And tonight, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
On Blog Talk. Okay. Okay, so Zoom can apparently hear us on Blog Talk, but we can't hear Zoom. So when someone on Zoom is speaking, the people on Blog Talk cannot hear it. So my suggestion can be that there's a lot more people on Blog Talk than are on Zoom, that, okay, she can't get on Zoom. That Zoom can hear. Okay. So, Elder Sharita, unfortunately, you're going to have to go on Blog Talk so that everybody can hear you.
Okay.
Because, oh, we hear you. That, but you're good.
Yes,
go.
I'm Blog Talk too.
Praise the Lord. All right. If you give us our opening announcement.
Okay, so greetings, everyone. Thank you for tuning in for our weekly one-hour presentation meeting. The meetings are now held on Zoom and Blog Talk Radio every Thursday from now through August 20th of 2020. Everyone should have received the information on how to connect to Zoom. If you did not, you can please let us know, and we will make it available for you. In addition, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/LFC-WorkLifeCenter. You can join the discussion that way if you are not able to connect via Zoom or if you are not able to dial in to Blog Talk Radio. You can also log onto this website at any time, and you can listen to any prior ordination meetings that you missed. And then for our homework, we have been doing the prophetic teaching on the Trailblazer from Judges, the study on Deborah, and we have been studying her declaration and song to the Lord. This year has been declared the year of the mouth, and we are asking you to begin to write your own declaration and praise song and begin decreeing and declaring it every day. You will recite your declaration in unison on the day of your ordination. You can send your declarations to Overseer Paulette at pc_Thornton@yahoo.com. And then everyone should have received an email with the declarations that some of your classmates have already submitted. We pray that you all are enjoying the True Vine study and the daily readings during this time of consecration. As we dive deeper, we want to look at what the author is saying in the True Vine study and pull what the Lord is giving you for this time and season. So all candidates have been assigned a set of questions to answer, and you will give a 1 to 2 minute presentation on what the Lord has shared with you. So this week's presenters are Elder Carter Thomas, Evangelist Francina Love, and Sister Shannon Frisbee. And then we pray that you all have enjoyed the candidate and accountability partner presentations. Thank you all for committing to the process and going through each of the elements that were assigned. Please give us your feedback. Let us know what you liked or didn't like about the process. Your feedback will help us prepare for future classes to come. And so this week we will conclude with a presentation by Evangelist LaJean Burton. She will give us insight on the value of the accountability partner relationship. And so let's recap. You have written your vision, mission, and statement of faith. You have shared your conversion experience. You have discovered your gift mix and ministry that to what God has called you to do. You have been challenged to open up and disclose where you are relationally with others and emotionally with yourself. You have explored areas of the Word of God that teaches you how to defend your faith and how to become a student of His Word. Now we are asking you to share what you have already submitted and what the Lord has revealed to you through the phases that were assigned for this ordination process. And I believe on last week we only got through to the vision and mission statement. So we have a couple of more presentations to come. And if we don't get to all of them this week, we'll continue on to next week's meeting. And then tonight, Ambassadorial Prophet Michael Henderson won't be with us, but we do ask that you will continue to study the notes that were given on the prophetic trailblazing teaching. But we do look forward to our weekly word of encouragement from our very own Pastoral Care Director, Apostle Katie Pierce. And then accountability partners, you should have received an email with a form to submit your 5 questions for your candidate examination. This is due by this Saturday, July 25th. You can turn your questions into Overseer Paulette at PC_Thornton@yahoo.com. And then, Overseer, did you want me to go over the garment check-in?
Yes.
Okay, so candidates, you will be able to check in your garments on Friday, August 16th at 9 a.m. Your garments must be in a garment bag, and each garment is to be labeled with your name on it, and your garment should consist of your collar, your corset, your cincher, and your tippet. And then for our one deacon, your vest row. Each garment will be checked off on the garment check-in form and initialed by yourself, the candidate, and myself, the checker. And then if you are being newly ordained, you will procession in for the ordination ceremony with your black clergy shirt, suit for men, and skirt for women. Already been ordained, you will procession in for the ordination ceremony with your black clergy shirt with your collar, and then suit, of course, for men, and skirt for women. And then lastly, we have covered a lot thus far, and we want to be sure that we are meeting your needs, and we encourage you to write down any questions that you have shared and then just present them during our meeting time. And that's all that I have.
Amen. Thank you. Are there any questions? Any questions? You're going to be receiving further instructions for that day. Going forward, we want to... Why are you looking at me?
I'll get the feedback.
Okay. You're going to be receiving further information as relates to your guest, as relates to the protocol for that day, and for the week that you're going to be there. You're going to get information about your schedules, and we want to be able to get this Zoom technology more fluent so that it really will flow. And for some reason, we still just have Elder Sherita and myself. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to see if I do this. I don't know how to get other people to come on. I just have no idea. So I do want to, as it relates to the Blog Talk family, you're all on speaker. So we will have Elder-elect Carter bring his presentation that he had been assigned by Prophet Mike. Elder Carter.
Oh, the assignment by Prophet Mike? What assignment?
Okay. One second. I have to get you on. Oh, you didn't know about that, huh? Okay. That's okay. Sister LaDonna on the line. That's okay. We have Sister LaDonna on the line, and she has submitted her vine. And so we're going to let that be our her presentation for our consecration. Elder LaDonna. I'm sorry. Sister LaDonna. There she goes. Yes, ma'am.
Open that document up, please.
Absolutely. I'm trying to pull back up my Blog Talk family. How to get them back. There we go. And make sure everyone is on speaker that's come on late. Again, we appreciate your patience with our going forward with the two technologies that are involved. You guys did a phenomenal job. Most people were on, waiting on me on both places. So I do humbly apologize, ask you for your prayers. Everybody to know the prayer of technology. Please pray it over the overseer. So want to stay with our program because we really have quite a bit to cover. Elder Sharita, can you tell me who the other presenters are today?
Yes.
That's good. Thank you.
Okay, so we have for the recap presentation, we have Minister Lynette Harris. We have Evangelist Francina Love.
Okay. Because we won't be able to get to all of them. We will start with Minister Lynette on her conversion. And actually, I think that JJ is on. Yes, but we have Brother JJ is on the line today, correct? Brother Jamel?
Yes, I'm on
the line. I know he sent me a text. He was ready with his
yeah.
Emotion. Okay. Mhm. So we'll start with Minister Lynette on your conversion. LaDonna is looking. When after you find it and LaDonna gets hers up, we'll do go flow.
My statement today.
Mhm.
I believe that the Lord. I believe Jesus Christ is God, John 1 and John 1:14, the born of a virgin, the only begotten Son of God, dwelt among us on earth. He bore all the sins of the world, John 1:29, 1 Peter 2:24, past, present, and future for me, and was crucified on the cross at Calvary. God raised him from the dead, John 10:9, and he dwelt upon the earth for 40 days, and then it's
Hello, did I lose my connection?
Hello?
Okay, it is someone
else. Name, but everything else passes yeah. away. Matthew 24:35 and Isaiah 40:8.
Oh, I can't hear.
Clearly, for very good work, Ephesians 2:10, and I can do all things through God who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. I believe that we should proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the earth. 16:15. And my confession, I know my life has came into my life, and I want to live a life that pleases him. Jude 1:24-25, and can be found a faithful servant when I give an account before God, 1 Corinthians 4:1-2.
Amen.
4:1-2.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister. Lynette, unfortunately, amen. Questions, comments, insights, and Blog Talk, could you hear what she said? Anybody on Blog Talk?
We heard part of it.
Yeah.
We was blocked out for a minute.
Yeah.
Can you hear me on Blog Talk? Yeah, we heard part
yes,
of
I
it.
Can
you
hear.
Okay.
Anybody
still on?
Again?
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Good evening, everyone.
Yeah.
Hello, Apostle. Blog Talk is still trying to hold it down. Yes, we are.
I was on speaker, sorry.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello. How are you? Hello.
Hello. Hello. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Doing well. Thank you.
Seems like we have some problems with Block. I keep going in and out.
Hey, man. Yes, it's Pastor Bibbins. I can't hear anything going on.
Okay. Okay. Yes. And these are my Block Talk people?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, you know, I'm sorry, Zoom people, but I'm partial to the Blog Talk people. So you guys, how about you, we tried Zoom, and we're practicing, so now hang up off Zoom and come on Blog Talk so we can finish these last half an hour all together in one place. We're
Amen.
Learning the ins and outs. We're learning the ins and outs. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I don't take medication, but I'm going to definitely need some prayer medication, okay? Okay, because I decree and declare we're going to do this thing.
Come on.
Okay? One way
and every
another.
Test and trial comes to make us strong.
Absolutely. I want to grow.
Really
I want to grow. Absolutely. I'm gonna grab hold of the tail of the internet and the electronic stuff, okay? And I'm gonna whip it around and I'm gonna make it do what I want it to do. But until then, I love
Amen.
Blog Talk. Everybody get on Blog Talk so we can get our meeting and have our fellowship and get our training and as we grow together as a group. Okay? Because we don't wanna miss what people have prepared to bring to the table today. And so we want to make sure that everybody at the table gets fed spiritually. And I think I heard the voice of the apostle, KP, on the line. Did I? Or maybe you were on
yes,
Zoom?
Yes, you did.
I don't know. Okay, praise
I'm
the Lord.
I'm on Blog Talk.
Okay. So as the others get to Blog Talk, we're going to have Apostle KP give us 5 minutes of encouragement, and then Sister LaDonna is going to come and give us a foundational look at the vine and the branches, okay? So while they're all
Amen.
Getting off Zoom, getting on Blog Talk, let's do this. Amen.
Apostle.
Amen.
Second Chronicles 32
Amen.
And 14 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him. For there is a greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us, the Lord our God, to help and to fight our battles. And the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, was saying. And I'd also like to look at Ephesians 6 and 10, which says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And so even as we are being stretched on today, and even as we are trying to fine-tune and perfect that which God is doing, amen, we thank God that we can be strong and we can be courageous. We don't have to be frustrated with this thing, and we just thank God for what he's doing. We thank God that all things work together for our good because we love the Lord. So, Father, we just thank you and we just praise you, O Lord God. We thank you for this time, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, as we venture out, O Lord God, and as we even build ourselves up, O Lord God, to the next level of what you're doing in this season and during this time, O Lord God. We thank you for everyone that's on the line, O Lord God, who's going through this process, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, that they are to be strong and that they are to be courageous. courageous, oh Lord God, to understand that greater is he that is with them than he that is in the world, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, and we praise your holy and your divine name, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh God, that you're doing a work in all of us, oh Lord God, and that even during these times, oh Lord God, you let us know that we can lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we have to acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh God, for the direction of our paths on today, oh Lord God, as we now come together, as we focus, as we center in, as we settle in, oh Lord God, to the completion of what's going on at this time, oh Lord God. We thank you for it now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Now we bind the enemy, oh Lord God. We bind the enemy that would try to frustrate your plans, oh Lord God. We bind the enemy, oh Lord God, that would try to bring, oh Lord God, a frustration, that would try to get us, oh Lord God, to a place of not being together. We thank you for the spirit of unity and for the spirit of oneness now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So we do bless you and we do honor you on this evening, God. Now move in the name of Jesus Christ. Move, oh God, as you have so many times before, through every participant, oh Lord God, through every study, oh Lord God, make yourself strong. So we thank you, oh Lord God, that we don't have to be afraid, because it is you who fights our battles. In Jesus' name, oh Lord God, now we pray that the people will gain confidence, that the people will gain confidence, not from me, God, but from your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And since we know he hears us, we know we have the petitions that we set before him on this day. In Jesus' name, it is so, and so it is. Amen and amen and amen. Overseer. Hello? Am I alone? Hello?
Hello, I'm here. I don't know.
No, I'm here.
I'm here.
Now we listening for Overseer, right?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
24 people on Blog Talk. We're all here. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Sister LaDonna.
Good evening, everybody. I hope everyone is doing fine. I am citing the assignment, the vine and the branches, John 15:1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. In true nature, vines require attention for optimal growth and production of its various parts. The anatomy of a vine includes roots for anchoring the plant, as well as initiating uptake of minerals and water for the plant. The roots support the vegetative growth or development of the plant. Growth produces long stems or branches, leaves, fruit, and carbohydrates. The vine is supported by a trunk with parts both above and below the ground. They often have trunks that resemble the bark of trees for strength and insulation. Indirect growth of vines, pruning of branches or stems influence the direction in which the plant grows. Each time a cut is made, growth stops in one direction and is encouraged to grow in another direction. This regenerative healing quality is supported by the trunk. When branches and or leaves die within the vine, they are cut away, so the living or healthier parts of the plant will not expend unnecessary energy trying to nurture the part of the spent plant. And finally, cutting away helps keep the plant free of mold and disease, again contributing to the overall health and survival of the entire vine. I wish I would have more time to kind of interject where the scripture lies in each one of these descriptions. But if you heard everything that I've said, everything that's going on with the vine and its anatomy and its growth, its nutrition, its protection, its strength, its support is related to Jesus being the vine and God being the gardener bearer or the husbandman. So for my first question is, how are Jesus and the Father related? Jesus is the Son of God, and God is the Father. Jesus is standing in the gap as an intercessor between followers and his Father. Jesus encouraged followers to abide in him so their life will be full and productive, as God will provide for their needs. What is Jesus and who is the Father? Jesus is presented metaphorically as the true vine. Branches are his followers. A follower of Christ is a disciple. God is the vine dresser who prunes the life of everyone who abides and bears fruit of Christ. Pruning is not a punishment, but a reward. Spiritual pruning enhances spiritual progression by removing elements that stunt or hinder growth. Thank you, and pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
We will follow that with the presenters for the vine. We have Chris Freeby, Francina Love, and Elder Carter, in that order. Amen. Amen. This is Sister Shannon, and I was given the homework to choose two questions from the consecration of vine, and the question I chose was, what would be demonstrated by the disciples bearing much fruit? And that text came from John 15:8. I like the New Living Translation version. When you produce much fruit, you are true disciples. This brings great glory to the Father by yielding ourselves to him and allowing his glory to show through us. Peter says it best, he that ministers, let him minister as of the ability that God giveth, that in all things that God might be glorified through Jesus Christ, who gives us the strength. Amen. I got so much out of that because a lot of times, you know how you could just do things and it not even be to the glory of God. You're just doing things out of obedience. I just thank God that I'm in the place in my walk where I'm doing things for the glory of God. Now, I'm not doing it just because it was suggested or someone asked me to do it. I do it for the glory of God now, that he may get the glory out of my life. And the second question I chose was, what did Jesus urge his disciples to do? I got that text from John 15:9. He says, I have loved you even as the Father have loved you, that you remain in my love. That's powerful in itself, to remain in love. That's all you got to do, is remain in the Father's will. Verse 10 says, when you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. You know, that's powerful in itself. I believe Amen. A week or so ago, someone had said, in order to be a branch, all you have to do is just be, just exist. You know, God's going to bring the fruit. He's going to produce the fruit. He's going to prune it. He's going to look after it. He's going to tend the garden. He's going to carry it away. Praise God. All I have to do is just be. And also, along with being obedient to his will, getting out here, doing exactly what God says to do. If you have a ministry in certain areas, being actively involved in that ministry, you know, this is a twofold thing. All of this is tied to obedience on your behalf. You know, I thank God for the many times that I have
You know, I ain't been saved all my life, you know, and I knew God and I walked away, you know, I backslid, I backbit. I thank God he didn't give me, or no, for me to have a reprobated mind behind that, you know. I'm just real grateful and just even real humble and honored just to be here because I tell you, man, this information here is sacred to me. You know, I feel as though I'm before Jesus just reading it. Oh, God, the Spirit flowed in and broke the yoke. And I think my daughter had came in and she said, Mama, what's wrong? And she looked at my hand and saw what I was reading. She said, oh, I know, it's God. You know, I just thank God for that, you know, that he's doing the pruning and the taking away and the cleansing and the preparing, you know, and ordering my steps. That's all I have. Thanks, all I have.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. What a powerful testimony. Sister Love.
Amen. I'm here.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Good evening, everybody. The two questions that I chose were number 10 and 12. Number 10 reads, how were Jesus' disciples to remain in his love? And I came out with a constant, consistent communion. And so we have to make sure that we are always connected. The author mentioned that we have to be forever obedient, you know, every second, every hour, every day. There's not a moment that goes by that we shouldn't be in relationship and fellowship with God. And so even as we try to stay in this this communion, Jesus is so loving and he knows that we need help, that we cannot do this on our own. And so he tells us, he says, you know, I went back to John 14 and 20. When he was first talking to the disciples, and he said, if you really love me, he said, if you really love me, you will obey my commands, and that when you obey them, that the Father who loved me is also going to love you. And he said, then I'm going to come in, we'll come in, and we'll take up permanent residence in you. And so the abiding love of the Father and the Son begins to manifest to us. And so how wonderful it is that Christ says, you know what, I know that you need me, so I'm going to come in and I'm going to sup with you. And so then it took me over to Revelation, and he talked about, you know, I stand at the door and I'm knocking, you know, and so God is willingly loving, trying to offer himself to us a way out. And a lot of times, you know, we, you know, beat ourselves up because we're trying to love and our own strength. And, you know, sometimes we feel like we don't study enough and we didn't read enough and maybe didn't pray enough or praise enough. But God is saying you cannot do any of that unless it comes through me. And so that if you be constant, if you obey his commands, he will come in and he'll take up that residence inside of you, and then everybody will see and know that there's something about you, that that love of God is there, it's present, it's evident, and it's powerful. And so then that led me on to number 12, when it says, what command did Jesus give his disciples? And that was John 15 and 12. He gave his disciples the command not only that, you know, that they would love him, but that they would love one another. And so we know it's sometimes to love people, especially when they don't do the things that you do or say the things that you say, but it's easy to gravitate towards those people who look the same and feel the same. But Jesus came and he said, you know, this is a commandment that I give, and, you know, not only am I giving it to you, but I need you to obey it and carry it out in your everyday lives. And so that I noted that the loving vine models this for his disciples. You know, and not only does he models it, but he assures them that, like, this is what should be done and that it can be done. And so we don't have to walk around feeling like, okay, God, I know I should love this person and, you know, help me. And so even in that scripture, I adopted the spirit this week that even as I. And so even as he was able to do all things, I just began encouraging myself that even as you were able to do this, Lord, I can do this. Even as you were able to love this person, so can I. And so the spirit of even as I is resting on me this week. And so just even as I gives us and the disciples the green light to go ahead and do everything that the vine requires of us, so that we can experience him and his beauty and the transforming power in the fullness. And so his love to us and our love to other people. And then I wrote that it's important to know that the disciples could not love without the strength of the Son. They needed to live a life abiding fully in the vine. They needed to come out of their own strength and abilities to experience God, love, and power. And that this command brought the disciples into their proper alignment with Christ, and that they understood the revelation of the Father's love, and that it became natural to them. And so it's important to know that, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but that we can, even as Christ loves, so can we. And that's what I got out of this week.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I have one question. You had three C's at the beginning. What were they?
Constant, consistent communion.
Communion. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments, questions, revelations, inspirations?
I enjoyed that. That was very.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was very inspirational. Spoke directly to my heart. Thank you so much for that.
Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Both of them very thorough, very articulate, and concise and focused, revelatory and personal at the same time.
I enjoyed everything. It spoke directly from your heart, but coming from God on the things that you're saying, and it was in a continuously flow, and everything connected. And like I said last class, I am encouraged. The more that I
Amen.
Come and listen, I am so encouraged to do more.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. I love it because each presenter is presenting it from the office that they, of their anointing. And when Evangelist-elect Crisby shared. She shared from that office of an evangelist, and that is so important that we see that and embrace that in one another, because it's together as we acknowledge and respect each other's anointing that we become victorious. And so we will open the floor now to Elder-elect Carter, and then our evangelist Lejean will close us out as it relates to the value of the accountability partnering program ministry.
Well,
amen.
Praise God. I'm going to try not to be long. so I chose questions 7 and 8. What privilege was given to the branches that remain in the vine? And the word is saying that the privilege is we ask what we desire and it shall be done. My desires are connected to the vine. My desires are connected to Jesus because I'm connected to Jesus. So the things that I desire are coming based on my relationship with the vine. And so I can ask whatever. You know, and Jesus has actually told us that in the 14th chapter of John. He says, up until this point, y'all haven't even asked for stuff in my name, but if you ask in my name, the Father shall grant it to you. So, and then 8 is what will be demonstrated by the disciples bearing much fruit. God is glorified when we bear much fruit because bearing fruit shows how good God is. Bearing fruit shows how good God is. So, quick testimony: my wife does our taxes. So, last year, I wanted to make more money, and I wanted to go into a different tax bracket. So, I started asking God. I asked God in May to make me a six-figure social worker. That is actually a term. You know, people don't think that social workers can make money. So I asked God in May to make me a six-figure social worker. So by the end of 2019, I had made over $100,000 as a social worker in my business, but this is so God is being glorified that in 1 year my income went up $20,000 in 1 year. But it's because I asked God. So going back to question number seven, the privilege is me being able to ask God and then him doing it. And so it was demonstrated. And so when my wife told me that I made this much money, you know, God was glorified in the fact that, you know, for those who don't know, I'm a counselor. I have my own business. I have three locations, and the business is steady growing. I'm looking at, before this year is out, opening up another location because I've asked God, and desire has just truly been to demonstrate the kingdom of God in this region. So that is my heart's desire, but I know that God's heart's desire is to see the kingdom of God demonstrated in this region. So that's what I have.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And if they want to hear, man. No? I really enjoy the fact that you guys were able to pick out there your own questions on what spoke to you and how God had not only given you a word, but you also have it intertwined with your process in a way that as you share, we can see God moving in the midst. So thank all of you for sharing and being open and honest with us tonight.
Well, I appreciate they spoke to my heart and also helped me to understand better trailblazers, because nowadays we're going to have a different breed or a different generation, and talking to them from the heart, it pulls them in. And the gospel was the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, but it's just giving it to them in a different light. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Hello, everybody. I'm Evangelist Lejean, and I'm going to speak on the value of accountability. But first, I'm going to give a definition from the Oxford Dictionary of accountability and responsibility. The accountability is the fact of being accountable or responsible, or it's the condition of being accountable and responsible. But the responsibility goes a little bit deeper in definition and the value and the criteria of what accountability is. The responsibility, a thing that one is required to do as part of a job, role, duty, or legal obligation. And it is our job through Jesus Christ or the Godhead, the threefold. It is our responsibility to do a job, to do that role, take a duty, and it is our legal, through him, obligation. And the ordination, I had focused on the true vine, the ordination consecration study, And it connects the ability, the accountability with the branch. And the way I saw it, the value of it, it gave, it denoted the job description of the accountability, which is the branch, the duty, and the responsibility. The accountability is the branch that knows it, that it needs and needs the living vine. And the accountability is accountable to the vine as well as the vine harvest, the good fruit. And it is the accountability to cling to the vine, to learn everything and to do as the vine did, to say, not my will, even in those times, and say thy will, regardless of how things go. Because the vine came to show us how to be accountable and to be branches. So the vine gave the branch, the accountability, is accountable not only to the vine, but as the vine was accountable to us through his father because of the things that he did. And he did it all. And I heard someone, everyone repeating love. And to do that, we have to have the love to help, to supply, to aid, to edify, to encourage, to listen, and to lead back to the vine. And in my listening to everyone, it, like I said, I am so encouraged, and it makes me want to do more, to be more accountable to my position as a student, accountability partner, as a lot of things in Christ, because we are the branch. We are accountable not only to each other, but to whomever God speaks to us to be. Even though we want to do a lot of things because we have this love, God has to direct us to do it in order for us to do it in Him. And I am so encouraged with everyone who that has spoken time before and tonight. I am so
encouraged. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. What a wonderful way of tidying that up and like tying a knot on it and a bow on the top of it. That is wonderful. Anybody else? Comments, questions, insights, inspiration?
Well done, accountability partner.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Lucia, I just wanted to say that I thought it was.
Thank you.
It was very novel to intertwine metaphorically the vine versus accountability, that interdependence that you see in both areas. You know, the interdependence of the branches to the vine and the accountability in the natural. God always gives us ways spiritually and naturally to show us examples of his order and his plan and the way that he uses us. So I think that was interesting the way that was put together and very good and thoughtful. So I enjoyed it.
Amen. 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 Okay, well, before any other sharing? Okay, before we end the meeting, going back to our trailblazing prophetic word and studying, and you got your declarations and your decrees, can I get two people to recite the decree that they've chosen from the list that was provided? Or if you have come up with your own decree, another I think two people sent me additional ones. Can you just share them briefly? That's how we'll close it out as we decree and declare, and then we'll have prayer by Brother Jamil. Anybody?
Okay. Well, then let me help you grow, okay?
Here's a decree that's come from Sister Trevor Calhoun, and I'm just going to read one from each person. I declare that God is at the center of my life. So can we all say that together?
I declare that God is at the center of my life. Amen.
And then we have from Sister Vera, okay, we declare that the warrior in us will rise up. And we all say that. We declare,
that the warrior in us will rise up.
All right, That's from Bishop Vera. All right. And we've got so many to choose from the other ones. Let's see. Okay, this is one. I declare the enemy is sinking at my feet. He will fall dead today. I like that.
I declare the enemy is sinking at my feet. He will fall dead today. Amen. Right now.
He got to go down. Hallelujah. I like that one. Amen. Amen. Are there any that touched you that you want to just share, decreeing and declaring? Because as we speak it, heaven said it, they will establish it.
Amen.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay, then I will decree this and speak it and declare it for the class. And I believe this is the one I want us all to memorize and say at some point during your ordination. But we declare that we are chosen. We are the chosen one. Wait. We declare that we choose the one true and living God who first chose us and appointed us as trailblazers. We stand at the gate of every city we represent, and we use his weapons to defeat every spirit that is not like him. Every stronghold must come down. Our hearts are for the Lord, and we offer ourselves willingly. Amen, and amen, and
amen.
We are so established in the name of Jesus. So we will have Brother Jamil close us out in prayer if there are no more declarations that want to be declared this evening.
I have one. I decree and declare that God is igniting a fire under us to yield even more to his will.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Man. Anyone else? Okay. Amen. So, Brother Jamil?
Yes.
You close us out in prayer, please. Yes, we
ma'am.
Hear you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Father, for having us on the waking up list. Thank you for giving us the breath that we breathe in every day. Thank you for being right there when we thought no one was right there, but you was right there by our side. Thank you for being the friend and the God that we need in our lives. Thank you for being that man who saves us when we need saving. Thank you for forgiving us for our sins that we have created and that we ask you for forgiveness and you give us that forgiveness. Thank you for being that man who fights our battles when we need him to fight our battles. Thank you for being that man when we need help, you help us. And when we, and thank you for being that man who's on the front, the right side, the left side, and the back. We need you in our guidance. And thank you for when we are walking, you give us the right path. And thank you for giving us the right path to go on and be successful in life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Very good.
Amen.
So we will meet again next Thursday. We will attempt to start to go forward in Zoom. Prayerfully, everybody will be on Zoom. But we will have Blog Talk up so that it can record what we're doing on Zoom so that if someone needs to go back and listen to it, they may do so. So we are going to make sure you get your code. And if you're having trouble, then you have an accountability person for Zoom. Not your accountability partner, but your a tech person that's been assigned to you. Let them know that you're struggling so that you can then help perfect your assignment more. All right? So be fast, go forward in the Lord, and enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.